Warning, this podcast discusses addiction, mental health, and other sensitive topics. Please listen with care and take a break if needed. You are not alone, and support is available.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Malfunction Junction.
Thank you for joining us.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Jay.
How's everybody doing today? Jay, how are you doing today?
My asshole's puckered for this, but pretty good. Everything's going solid. How are you doing?
I'm feeling surprisingly loose for this one. Yeah, I feel very stoked, honestly, about this whole idea. Yeah. This is a very funny idea, in my opinion, and I think you all will think the same.
Definitely fits our style of humor very well.
Yes.
Very well.
Yes. But yeah, so we'll see how this goes. We had called it originally Trauma Bingo. It has now changed because we have changed the way we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It is now Trauma Battle. So we're going to have the Trauma Battle weekly, maybe? I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how many people we can get to do this. But we're going to do this for you guys right now as an example of how it's going to work. And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's funny. Hopefully it hits, because it may not. It's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible that it doesn't hit.
But we're pretty sure it will, and we are open to some suggestions. So if you guys think of anything else, any other things you'd like to change about the way we're playing it, we are absolutely open to that. But
yes,
we're going to have fun playing it. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. This is a test episode. It might need some changes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes. But for the episode, the way that this is going to work, it may be a little bit shorter of an episode than usual. We'll see how this goes. But, and also I should go ahead and mention at the top, this particular episode, number one, the Trauma Bingo number one, will be released everywhere that we've been releasing podcasts.
Of course.
Going forward with Trauma Bingo, we will be releasing it on our Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Which we will be having as a free level Patreon for the time being, just so that everyone can get on there. But eventually, hopefully, we will. I mean, everyone that's on here right now, everyone that's listening to us speak right now is. You're not. There aren't that many of you.
Yeah, it's limited.
And they're limited quantity. So we want you guys, our very first listeners, to have a chance of getting in there for free.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, hopefully at least, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, and then eventually you can listen to all the stuff we edit out of these podcasts.
Right, exactly. So if you, we will post that link in the description for this episode to our Patreon. Please go join if you are interested in the way this goes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where we'll be posting them from here on out. All right, Jay. Trauma battle. Here, this is the way this is going to work. You're going to bring, for the people out there, you're going to bring your five most traumatic events in life, and you're going to go head to head with another addict. Like a Pokemon battle.
That's right. Like we're playing cards out here.
We're going to be playing cards with the shitty things that happen to us in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. And we mentioned on last week's episode, I believe it was last week's episode,
mm-hmm.
About all the categories that we can go through. And we, again, are open to suggestions on those as well. If you can come up with something that we have not come up with
already. We have a quite expansive rubric at the moment. If you can find something to slide in there, we are open to changing it.
We have quite a lot of things, though. And we're gonna... If you would like to hear those again, go back and listen to that episode, because I don't feel like naming them all off again. We'll name the ones that we end up going in for.
Mm-hmm.
But to hear the expansive list, you can tune into episode 6, the 420 episode, I believe it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, Jay, do you have anything else to say about that?
No. Points-wise, you guys aren't going to be super familiar with those, but we will update you as we're talking about the individual topics. Part of people having on is that there is the slight element of the unknown, so this has at least a little bit of level of strategy to it. That you play certain ones, you know, your heavier traumas maybe early on. You know, maybe you're in an end of the game style pitcher. You want to save your heaters, right, for the last couple innings. But, yeah, that'll be kind of up to you. And you can try and play it with a little bit of strategy. One thing to note is that cumulative points will not be the main focus of this. This will be a head-to-head on the individual cards or incidences you choose to play. I don't think incidences is the right
word. Events, that's what I had been writing the whole time.
Yeah,
events,
so.
Individual events in your life.
So if he outscores me on one, if he scores a 6-4, he takes that. And because there are 5, it will be the best of 5. Now, in some weird situation, if we happen to end up in a tiebreaker, we will figure something out for that if it's playing an additional card or, you know, going down that line. But that is the basic gist of this game.
Yes, and so that is I don't think that'll happen because it'll be his best out of 5. That mm-hmm. is an odd number.
Yeah, so only if we get a tie on one of them.
I suppose so, yeah. But
we'll figure something out.
I don't know. We'll figure out how that goes.
We're still kind of brainstorming this, so if you guys have any fun suggestions we can't figure out, let us know.
So, and we will also, on that note, play all 5 rounds no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
The score for each individual person will matter because you can play other people.
Yes.
We could make a league out of this.
Yeah, and I guess we will track cumulative points, and we will hold a leaderboard. And yes. We're going to set maybe a season for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the leaderboard totals at the end of the season may receive some merch or
something.
You know, a free pack of fucking Kleenex, whatever. I don't give a shit. Yeah. We'll figure something out for you guys.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead. I think that's – oh, also, one more last thing on there. Or two more things, really. You are not forced to explain the event. We don't really want you to explain the event and how it affected your life, but you do explain briefly how the event deserves more points, the most yes. amount of points available, because the mm-hmm. points are ranged. So, for example, if you were someone who was molested as an adult, it's worth 3 or 4 points.
I shouldn't be laughing. My apologies.
Sorry about that.
We're right. Stupid. Right. So if you think your situation is worse, we can add the additional point. But if it was something light, then you're getting stuck at a 3, and there's nothing we can do to help you.
I mean, I do make the points, but you know what I mean. I don't make the points.
There will be 2 out of 3 scoring when we have guests on. So, if you can get one of the guests on your side, or one of the judges on your side,
right? Yes.
You'll get the point for that round.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There was the last thing I have to say about this is there will be bonus points. Bonus points given 1 per event, which would be round,
mm-hmm.
for a funny story about the event. That is at the judge's discretion, me and Jay. Mm-hmm. That this is really only for going forward. It won't really count for this particular battle between
if
us.
If you have something funny, you can make me laugh. I'll throw you the point.
I don't know about that because we should be trying to make each other laugh here.
That's what I'm saying, though. Oh, well, you're saying because then it'll make us not want to laugh.
Right.
For points. I'll be an honest man. We can figure something out.
Well,
if you get me to laugh, I'll throw you a point for it.
We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, so judge's discretion must make at least one of us laugh. And we are hoping to eventually get a card game version of this.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to... We're going all the way with this one. We're gonna fuck the shit out of this thing.
That's correct.
Yes. Okay. So let's go ahead and get going on the episode. Well, the battle, really, mm-hmm. rather. Okay.
First things first. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Second thing. That's not the case. Third thing. we have to do our, what did we call it?
Relapse Roulette.
Relapse Roulette, yes. Relapse Roulette, brought to you by nobody. We don't have sponsors yet. No. However, Relapse Kickstart, Roulette. Waiting. We are going to
Oh, here, doing... I'll flip the coin for you. Okay. It's home field advantage, you call it.
Sure. So it's this is the Relapse Roulette coin toss, and it is going to be essentially flipping for home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner of the coin toss here decides whether they would like to go first or second. Yep. And then that will be the amount of times you go first or second will be either two or three.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
All right. All cool. Right.
Call it in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Heads.
We got tails, baby.
Damn it. What do you want?
I'm going to defer. First or
second. So you defer until the second?
I'm going to defer. You can go first.
Okay. So, I play my card first. Okay. Here we are. I will go ahead. I'll pull out unexpected pregnancy for, it has to be 4 points because we gave him up for adoption. That's a four-pointer, if yeah. I've ever heard one.
How old were you?
19.
Mm. Yeah, that's
just a old tough enough age. To like, just old enough to like feel it.
Yeah,
like to just deal old with enough the process. To like understand what I just did to like my life and my kid's life. Like, you know. Like,
all right, I'll concede four on that one. That's four, a pretty rough age.
Four, and I'm trying to think if there's any other one in there. I think that's it from that one. So there's four right there.
Okay, do you have the rubric up?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, let me see here. Ooh, see, I don't know the point, so it makes it interesting on which one I'm going to play. I'm going to go with getting drugged in college.
Okay.
I got drugged at a party, woke up in the hospital. Somebody told me about the night before, people drinking out of a cup. Everybody's like, I feel really weird. And then I was drunk enough that I just said, fuck it. And then Lord knows what happened the rest of my life. But that did lead to the initial spiral out of college. That was 2 weeks in, by the way, too. I should mention that. I hadn't even started classes. So I think it's worthy of whatever the highest score is there.
Of which one?
Well,
because I was looking through the categories we have here. There isn't a specific category for that, but there is a personal overdose category that I was thinking.
What's that one go for? 3 to 5?
3 to 5. And that would...
So I feel
given that you didn't have to be brought back, that's a 5. So, I mean, given that you didn't have to be brought back, which would be a 5, that would be a 4.
I feel like 4 is fair. I had to get dragged out under a stall by cops.
did they Narcan you? That's kind of what I mean.
No, they didn't Narcan me.
That's what I mean by like brought
not
back
a 5.
By overdose. I don't think it's a 5, but I think 4 is fair.
Yeah.
So round 1, so we'll go. We'll type this out. Jay. And his round 1 was drugged in college. And we'll go with personal overdose for 4.
And I think
mine was unexpected pregnancy, 4.
Oh, so tie round, huh?
So tie in the first round.
So what I think too is if we get a tie on total on the, you know, best of 5, we'll refer to total points.
Okay.
See if there's any additional bonus points, because I do have a funny ass story about that one.
Okay. Okay.
So we'll see if the bonus points are enough to push you over the edge. Save the story, the good stories for the end.
I think the bonus points is a good way to. That's a good way to do it.
Cool.
Bonus points at the end. Well, I'm gonna write that down.
All right. Later.
All right. So anyway, we have round 1, a tie, and 4 points each. So a tie at 4. Okay. Round 2. That is your first one.
My turn to play.
You go first. Yeah.
Hmm. Just gonna throw out A parent's divorce.
Parents divorce before mm-hmm. the age of 18.
Yep.
That is worth 2 to 3 points. How did it affect you?
So I'm not... I'll be honest here. I think it's a do. It was at a young age, and there's a couple that they had split, got back together, and then split again. But my dad only lived like 3 blocks down the road.
Sure.
The parents still hung out, okay. still did... You know, carpooling. It's got to be a two.
That might be a two.
Yeah. It wasn't like a messy divorce by any means. So I'll be honest there. We'll take a two on that one.
Okay. Parents, divorce for two. Okay. I feel like I should go with something that is also low, but I don't have anything left. I went all out on this fucking episode too. I will go with boom, molested his child.
Four to five points.
I don't remember it, so I think it's probably worth four.
You had the block out?
Yeah, I blocked it out.
I mean, that's,
but I remembered it.
Seems
through,
to be more
I
ideal.
I was like, what happened with it was, like, as far as I'm aware, it was a teacher, God fucking knows, dude, a female teacher at a Montessori school that I was going to when I was 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know, I had repressed the memory so hard that it only came up in EMDR. And,
interesting.
Yeah, it came up, and I had this very incredibly vivid vision of... Because they had you imagine yourself at the age that you think you were hurt at the first time. And imagine talking to that little boy. And what is he saying to you? And it was while doing like the EMDR therapy stuff thing where they have you like, they have it vibrating in one hand and mm-hmm. then the other. Yeah. And I was like taken aback completely because the kid myself was telling me she's touching me. She keeps touching me. Tell her to stop touching me. And I said, where is he touching you? Is she touching you? I said, where is he? And he said, she, and in my private parts. And yeah. I was like, oh, fuck. And so I called my parents like later on that day. And I was like, hey, like, what do you know about what happened to me when I was 3 years old? And they were like, well, you were going to a Montessori school. I was like, that's it right there. What happened there? And they were like, we don't know, but you, like, at the time, like, you really enjoyed going for a second, and then all of a sudden you hated going, and you were, like, wetting the bed, and, like, would like, crying episodes before mm-hmm. you were going, and, like, crazy, like, but we didn't know what to do, so we just took you out of the school. And then all of those behavioral episodes stopped.
Interesting.
And I was like, damn, so I think I was molested as a kid.
Yeah.
And pretty decent. Chance I was molested as a kid.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Ah,
but
fucking
female teacher 4 points. immediate deduction. You're going to 4 points.
Molested as a child, 4 points. Molested as a child, four.
All right, that's 1-0 and a tie for you,
Andrew. 4-2. Okay, round three,
your play.
Okay. Round three. Fight. Okay. I will go with friend overdose deaths, of which I have 5 of them at the very least. I could claim more, but I won't because it's like, it's kind of hazy at that point. But I have 5 guaranteed overdose deaths. And that would be
for... So now do we count the individuals?
Well, so what I wrote down was friend, family, overdose deaths, 1 to 3 per person. We have to decide on what they're not like, it would be something that they are worth 1 each or not, if like going forward. It wouldn't be like they are worth 1 to 3. It would be worth like they're worth 1 or they're worth 3 going forward.
Mm.
Or 2, you know what I mean? But like, I'm okay with 1. I just figured we should have a range. One per person.
I'm honestly cool with going a little more subjective.
Okay.
So, like, of what, the who five, they were for you, who, yeah, you? Like, how many were, like, were they your best friends where you hang out all the time? Or were they, like, sure. drug friends? You know what I mean? Okay. Like, the people you're just fucking, you know, using with?
Sure.
Because there's two different types of people.
Okay. And then from there, it's worth
and one then to we'll, three. We'll total.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. So, let me think, then. Malik was one of my best friends, like a brother to me.
3 points.
3 points, for sure. Scott, also, same way. But we had fallen out at some point.
So you weren't super close.
So we weren't close at the time of his death.
2 points.
Amy was a very close friend, but not quite, I would say, one.
Okay, six.
I did name my dog after her, though.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah. Who's a good girl? She's somewhere over there. That's so funny. Erica was my ex-girlfriend when she passed, but
kind of breakup to give.
This was the one that we had a bipolar episode at the same time together, and like we're like planning on robbing a bank. Yeah.
Okay. Were you like, were you like, damn, we can't keep doing this? Or is it like a fuck you? No, I'm going to be the one with the gun. And you argued over that and broke up.
Closer to the second.
Okay, so should we? How long was the breakup before she passed?
I suppose 2 years.
Yep, 1 point.
Okay, fair enough. 1 point.
So we're a total of 7.
Okay, and then Brad's definitely only counts as one. So
it's an 8 point total.
8 point total.
That's a good score.
That's a pretty good score. That's a pretty good score.
Fuck, I was not planning on that.
Well,
because the card I'm going to have to play is also friend ODing. But I only had one that died.
Okay, let's hear it.
He was a pretty close friend of mine for a while. Hung out with him often. Went over to his house once for a birthday party. For his birthday. And he was a cool dude, but we had kind of fallen out a little bit before. He was like staying at my place cycling, but I had gotten him to get clean by hanging out with me at the Kratom bar. Mm-hmm. Being like, yo, stay away from all the fucking Percocets.
Sure.
And then one time I saw him and he looked a little foggy eyed and he was like, please don't be mad. And I was like, what'd you do?
Oh, yeah, that happens.
And he's like, I took half a perk. I just
want to have fun. And then it just went down.
Yeah, and then he kept asking me to spend the night at my house. And he kept asking me to, like, give him rides places. And I was like, look, dude, I don't have the space for you right now.
Yep.
You know, I was just I was working 3 jobs at that point. Well, 2. Right. Still, yeah. You know, I was like 65. I was like, yeah, dog, you can't be at my house every night. So it was a couple months. And then the part that fucked me up the most about it, which this may count for an additional point, what drove me nuts, and it actually fucked me up way worse for a while, was that I didn't find out until 2 months after. So I didn't get to go to his service. Yeah. I didn't get to talk to any of his other friends. I didn't have their numbers.
He was down in Austin.
Yeah, and I got the call. I'd been trying to reach out to him, and I was like, this motherfucker won't answer me. He's using again. Fuck this dude. And I was just pissed because I thought he was being an asshole. And then I found out from another friend. His friend hit me up one day, and he sent me a picture of some gas, and he was like, yo, tap in. I'm in the area. And I was like, nice, dude. I was like, yo, by the way, how's Kai doing? He's like, oh, you didn't hear? And then he, you know, fucking told me the whole thing. And then I shit you not, the conversation ended that day. And then the next day he sent me another post and it was like, zips for fucking 200. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, absolutely. Those drug dealers, yeah, I probably forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with 2 or 3. It's a loss either way. I'll
give you 2. I'll give you 2 for that one.
Cool deal.
So, friend overdose for two. Okay, cool. So that would be your deal.
Okay.
Oh, and that would be, again, Andrew, two rounds. Andrew, 8-2. It's like baseball, dude.
8-2 total, 2-0 on the head-to-head.
2-0-0-1, 2-0-1 technically.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
And then so totals. If you win the next two, then we have a tiebreaker.
Got it.
So round. I got news for you though. You're not gonna win the next two.
All right. I'm playing my soft one then.
Okay.
I'm just gonna try and get that out of the way.
Go ahead.
Getting bullied as a kid.
Okay. Bullied as a kid.
Now, it happened a couple occasions. The main two were by friends when I was young.
Sure.
Getting fucked with heavy. I also was a shit talker, so some of it was kind of warranted. But I got fucked with a lot. I used to get picked on at the bus station and shit. And I also would classify the way my wrestling coach treated me as genuine bullying.
Sure. Yeah.
Like karate chopping me in the throat in the hallways and that's like pushing insane. Me over. That's dropping such, toenail like, clippings while I was sleeping.
Like fully like would like get you arrested nowadays.
Yeah, I mean he did.
Oh, he did. That's funny. Yeah. That's funny.
Not for that. It was for DUIs. Oh, but he did he got escorted off campus by cops for the numerous issues he caused. So
that's not good.
Between the two main periods where that was prevalent, what's the range here?
1-3 on bullied as a child. And we can change if you think that's worth more, change that.
I'm gonna argue for 2 here.
2?
Because I feel like if there are people that get bullied to the point of like I can't go to school, I can't do these things. I didn't have that.
I was by the just way, did your parents, impressed. Did your dad ever, or your parents ever have like fights, like violent fights?
No.
Okay,
no.
I was gonna say you could have qualified for witnessing violence.
No, just not like 2-5 points. Just okay. Watching my mom back my dad into a corner.
Sure.
Way better at fucking verbal arguments.
Yeah, that's that'll happen.
All right, go ahead, smoke me.
I'll give you stabbed. Stabbed in the head, neck, and the shoulder. I think I get 5 points there.
I mean, it wasn't a gun, dude.
Shot and stabbed on the same ticket.
Yeah, I gotta give you 5 for that.
Yeah.
I know the incident. Yeah, it's a 5.
Yeah, that one's no good. So what was your fourth one? It was
just a little bullied
as a child.
Yeah, I got called fat a bunch of times. I didn't get fucking stabbed, dog.
I told you, I was gonna smoke you.
I know this. I see the look in your eyes. Andrew. I know. You think I wasn't aware?
I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Round 5. Okay. All right. So here we go. I have to go first.
Mm-hmm.
Damn! I kind of wish I would. Kind of wish I would have won that coin toss. That rehab roulette or relapse
roulette. Relapse roulette.
That's so funny. Okay. Fine. I'm gonna have to hit you with a power play here. I'm sorry.
Oh fuck!
Psychotic episode. Woke up in mental hospital. I get psychotic episode 2-4. Involuntary hospitalization. Over medicated, misdiagnosed, and incarcerated.
No. No, that can't. No. That's too many categories. Here's my point of contention that I have to argue for here.
Okay.
Is that misdiagnosed and overmedicated had to be causes for it, not things that happened as an immediate aftermath. Because now we're starting to add to events.
Now that I'm rethinking it, as misdiagnosed might not count, but overmedicated definitely does.
That was part of the lead up.
Certainly, I was on medical grade ketamine, and the cocaine was my doing.
Right, and how'd you get incarcerated and involuntarily hospitalized?
And there were bars on the windows of the fucking hospital. I woke up in Shoal Creek Mental Institution.
I feel like it's got to be one or the other.
Have I ever told you about this story?
I don't think so.
Oh my god, yeah. I don't know. I don't really mention this story very much. I don't really like this one, but it's funny.
I've heard all the other stories.
Yeah. I was in Austin, and I had done ketamine all day.
Was it pre or post step?
Post.
Got it.
I was doing ketamine all day, and then I bought some cocaine, and then my buddy came over, who I will, I guess, fuck it. Shout out Sawyer. Sawyer came over, and we were hanging out. We were going to go to a show that night, and we did go to the show that night, but then I got into a fight with this homeless dude because I was like so fucked up because I started drinking too. I was on ketamine, cocaine, and alcohol, and probably some other shit that was in the coke and the K too.
Late so, evening, like, all right.
And the K, I guess, wouldn't have had anything else in it because it was medical grade, but the coke probably did. And so I was just like fucked up, dude. And I got in a fight with this homeless dude. Like, I guess I don't know what happened with that one.
What I was going to say, I mean, whether or not the coke had other stuff in it, at that point, do you know?
No idea.
Right, yeah, okay.
No idea. I at this point, had completely blacked out. I do not remember any of this.
Got it.
I only know what I am telling you because of what other people have told me.
Heard.
Got into a fight with this homeless dude. Don't know what happened with that. We got on a scooter.
Don't know if you won or lost.
I'm sure I won.
Oh, hey, but let's not be cocky.
I don't know how badly I beat him.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So it. And I just left. We just got on a scooter and rode my house, and then I fucking
like a bird scooter.
Yeah, literally. Literally got on a lime scooter and fucking rode back to my house and
riding a lime scooter, probably with fucking blood on you.
Definitely. My whole face was like scraped up.
Yeah, fucked up. Totally blacked out and just riding a $2 a mile scooter is.
For real, yeah.
Yeah,
that's exactly where I was going. So then I got back to my house where my girlfriend, or my apartment where my girlfriend was, ex girlfriend now, but my girlfriend at the time was staying. And I walked in and I'm just like fucked up. And Sawyer wasn't with me for some reason. Because I had just rode off on the scooter and left him downtown. Which is like, Sawyer wasn't from Austin. Sawyer
went to you just left in the middle of the city?
I just left him in the middle of the city.
Holy fuck.
He didn't know where the fuck I was. He didn't know where the fuck he was.
I'm just getting the mental image, though. It's so much better of you being on that scooter. Of being just a fly on the wall. Dude. As you go zipping by down the streets of London.
Yeah. It was pretty brutal. But then, so I get back to the house. And I don't know what happened exactly, but I know that I tried to kill myself. I reached for a knife, but it was a spoon. And I stabbed my throat with it. And I, thank God it wasn't a knife. But, yeah, I broke my nose because I put my whole head through the wall, and then I ran into the door. And broke like the bridge of my nose. I broke like the fucking bone of my nose. Mm. That's why my nose like does that thing where it's like, cause it's just like, it's like permanently fucked. And so, yeah. So then I there was a knock on the door, I remember, and I like opened it and it was the cops, and they like, literally, this is how I remember it happening. I opened the door. It was the cops. They grabbed me. They arrested me. They put me in the back of a cop car and then drove me to Shoal Creek where I had to be. I was like going insane, like fully fucking like out of my mind. Like, you think I'm out of my mind now? Like, God damn it, dude. Like, this was like fully psychotic episode. And they had to shoot so bad. So they had to shoot me up in the neck with fucking antipsychotics. And then just threw me on a bed, and I woke up like 12 hours later, walked out into the room like where people were, because it was like still like there were other patients there. They were just like 10 times crazier than I was, dude. These people, there were people in there that were fucking like gone, dude. Like there were
psych,
people in
psych wards are. This is very sad, but like,
dude, the loony bin.
My buddy used to call me from the psych ward to talk to me, and he was. Breaking.
Right, yeah.
And he would call me and just make no sense to talk on the phone for an hour. But I would hear him in the back, and he would stop in the middle of the phone call. And he'd be like, "Will you guys stop fucking fighting?" And you'd be like, yeah, all right, listen, yeah, listen, listen, I got to tell you something. And I'd hear them, you know, just fucking banging on the walls. You'd be like, there's a dude, he's literally trying to wrap the phone cord around his neck, dude. And then he would just go back to telling me his stories. Yeah, it's absolutely nuts.
It's in much the same place. Mm-hmm. But it's, yeah. So then I walked out in there to the place where people were, and people were, like, flinching, like, as I had walked by, because people had seen how insane I was the night before. And, like, I walked, and I was, like, fully fine at this point. I had come down from the psychotic episode. And I'm bipolar, so, like, it's, like, that was my worst episode. But, like, when I have an episode like that, coming back down, I'm just back to normal. It's crazy.
Are you not, like, oh, fuck?
I mean, there's a lot of shame involved.
You're still kind of like.
But I also didn't know where I was.
Right.
I blacked out, so I don't remember anything that had happened the night before at this point. I am, in my mind, I'm dead. Because I am just in this, like, white room. I'm not, like, in, like, the white padded room, but, like, I'm just in this, like, white hallway of fucking a hospital. And
I like the way you threw in that little caveat. Not the padded room, man. We're not fucking Harley Quinn. I don't need a straitjacket. No.
Well, they did have me in a
okay, never mind.
At least, like, the thing that, like, pins you, like, to the chair. Like, pin you to the chair. They did have me in that, yeah.
Sounds like a straitjacket.
Whatever it was. Yeah, I don't fucking know. But anyway, that was when they shot me up with the antipsychotic. Mm-hmm. So I, like, walked out, and then I was like, hey, what happened? And they were like, well, you were kind of a mess last night and, like, told me, like, a bunch of shit that, like, it supposedly happened. Like, apparently you beat up some homeless dude and, like, got arrested and, like, and I don't know. And I was like, okay. So that was a part of piecing it back together. And then, like, I remember I was like, how long do I have to be here? They were like, it's a 72-hour police hold. And I was like, no, sorry, 48-hour police hold. It was a 48-hour police hold. So not quite a 5150, not quite enough to be able to take away my Second Amendment rights there. Not quite enough. I can still buy firearms. I don't.
God bless the USA.
Have, but I don't anymore.
Right.
But, yeah, so I remember I asked them, and I was like, they said 48 hours, and I was like, how long has it been? They're like, about 12. And I said, okay. My next question was, do you have any benzodiazepines? And they were like, why? And I was like, I just want to go to bed. And they were like, okay. And they gave me a fucking bar of Xanax. And I just went to sleep. And I woke up about 18 hours later. And it had been, or probably right around that. I would say roughly around there. Probably somewhere around 14 to 18 hours later. Mm-hmm. It had been roughly 30 hours since I'd been there. And I went to meet with the psychiatrist lady who was like, I'll talk about that later. The psychiatrist lady, I kind of just this was the most insane I've ever felt. I literally felt like a, like, holy shit, I do belong in here. Because I, like, got into her head.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was the explaining part of it at all, like, oh, fuck?
No, I, like, manipulated her.
Ah.
Yeah. And therefore lying to myself. Mm-hmm. Right? Because in order to do that, you need to, yeah. This was the most unmedicated, the most, like, fucked up, the most, like, on drugs I'd ever been in my life. Like, this was the lowest point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was just in survival mode. And it was just like, how the fuck do I get out of this place? And so I just manipulated her. I got inside of her brain. I remember, like, being in there. And, like, kind of seeing her where she was going down the paths of what I was telling her and putting up stop signs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, don't go down. And then, like, it was the craziest fucking experience. And I was pretty out of my mind. So whatever you want to give me a score for that.
All right. Let's take a look at the fucking
river. Let's see what you're going to score. But yeah, no, it was pretty wild. Pretty wild experience. Oh, I got out my, I got out like, after I, after I manipulated her, she let me out of the fucking bin, and I was there for rather 4 hours before my buddy came and picked me up.
All right. I'm giving you, for sure, the psychotic episode. Sure. That's a four. It's got to be a four.
Okay.
Involuntary hospitalization.
Sure.
I'm not going to give you incarcerated.
Okay.
Because you didn't go to jail.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'll give you five, though.
I was... Okay, well, that's fine. Incarcerated is...
Give you five for that. Yeah.
We may need to refine what incarcerated means.
Yep, that's why I want to have them as separate, because anytime you get involuntarily hospitalized...
Technically incarcerated.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's fine. So yeah, get those for sure. Involuntary hospitalization for five, you said?
Yep.
Okay.
You keep track of these, because there's multiple categories I got to cover here.
Sure. So, psychotic episode for four, involuntary hospitalization for five.
Mm-hmm. We're going with misdiagnosed. Or no, I'm sorry, the over-medicated. Well, what were you over-medicated on?
Ketamine.
That was prescribed ketamine that you were on?
Yeah.
How much did you take?
Oh, God knows.
Way more than what you're supposed to? So it wasn't that they prescribed you too much.
They probably had, because I convinced them to prescribe me the highest dose.
Three.
Sure.
Fair. We don't have a category yet for attempted suicide, but because you
pulled, we should have
a category, and we're going to put that as a 3 to 5. I think is fair.
Sure.
And because you pulled off the world's most pitiful suicide attempt,
sure,
we're going to give you a 3 for that.
Okay. Oh, I'll write that down. Attempted. It's up near the top.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! What the fuck happened? Okay, whatever. Whatever. So, suicide. 3 to 5. I got a 3 there. So, we got 3. We got... Oh, by the way, my stabbed could also count for a couple more because I have head trauma in there.
Well, I was just thinking, too. I don't know how hard the homeless guy hit you. I might give you 2 for that, but, you know.
I don't know either.
At this point.
We're going to say that it does count for at least 2 for that round 4 one, but... 7 to 2 on that round 4 because I had some head trauma involved from that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got this one for round 5. We had 3
hold for over-medicated. Hold on. Let me keep fucking looking through here, you psychopath.
Sure.
I'm flying out. Are there any other fucking categories I need to go over here?
So we got involuntary hospitalization.
All right, hit it. I think we're good.
So 9 for psychotic episode and involuntary hospitalization. 12 with over-medicated, and attempted suicide 3, so 15.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a power play.
Yeah. Dun-dun-dun.
It's a high score, dude.
What did I say, 15?
Mm-hmm.
15 to yours. What was your fourth round? Or had you even done yours yet?
I did. Does it matter?
I don't think it does. It
does. Fourth round was the bullied.
Was fifth round, because I was fifth round.
No, I haven't done my fifth.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Fifth feels so stupid now, dude. I'm sure that I just had my dad kill himself. That wasn't great. I wasn't riding a fucking bird scooter through the city afterwards.
God damn it, dude. I mean, let's call it. Killed themselves. Okay, hold on. So let's see how many points we can give you for that one. So, dead family members must be elite immediate family.
Do grandparents count as that?
I think we remember. I think we said only if they raised you.
Okay,
and I think that like it has to be a non-natural death.
I
know what I mean. Like, yeah, it can't be like died at 85.
Right.
You know what I mean.
I got a question too. Our listeners, give us feedback on this idea. Do you think that, like, when it comes to dead immediate family members or, like, friends that are dead, that those should just be base scores in the rubric, that you're kind of starting point? Because otherwise you have to play that as a card. Like, if I play dad suicide, I don't know that we can play dead family members as the card. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's it doesn't really fit into that category. So if instead it was like, all right,
I was going to give you a couple different ones.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, for the ones where you can score for multiple individuals that you're related to or that you had happen, that you get those as base scores added on, not have to be played.
Interesting.
Kind of like a power-up, you know what I mean?
We'll leave that up to the listeners.
Okay. Well, let us know what you guys think about that.
But we'll give you 1.25, and then we'll also give you 5 for the sibling family member killed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's at least that. Let's see what else we can give you. We're... As a result, did you attempt suicide?
Yes.
Okay, what was that like?
I haven't really talked about this one before.
Okay, you don't have to, but is it worth 3 or 5 points?
I wouldn't classify it as a full attempt.
Okay.
I backed out at the last minute.
Sure, then a 3.
Okay.
Okay. 3, so we got, you're keeping track of your points here, so you got 1.5, 1.25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a 9.25.
9.25 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, let's see what else we can give you here.
I think that about covers it.
Let me think. Were you, as a result, misdiagnosed with anything?
No, I never went.
Okay. Then, yeah, I think that would be a 9.25 and...
Which, had I played that any other time or played that not against that card...
You would have won.
I didn't know you were...
Any other round, actually.
I didn't know you were saving a power play like that, dog.
I had a power play. You got to know how I was
standing. I know,
like
I was fucking hiding back there.
Well,
I knew you had stories you were keeping from me.
I have a lot of stories.
So what does that leave at the point? That's a 3-1 tie?
It would be a 4-0-1 tie.
Oh, 4-0. Fuck.
It'd be a 4-0-1 tie.
Damn, that's brutal.
No, 4-0-1 victory for me.
God really. Damn it.
Because we had that tie at the first round.
What are the point totals?
The point total would be, so we'd have Andrew, that'd be me.
No shit.
4 plus 4. Plus 8, that's 16, plus 7, which is 23, right?
Uh-huh.
And then plus 15. So
38?
Yeah. And then you have 4 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2. So that's 10, and then 9.25. So 19.25. So, Andrew, 38.
Nice, like, doubling of the score.
Okay. 19.25. Well, it's been a pleasure.
This
was a fun game. Well, everybody, that's been Trauma Battle.
Mm-hmm.
And here on Malfunction Junction.
Battle well fought.
I had fun with that. I hope that we can get some guests on the show to come battle with us.
Yeah.
And battle against other addicts.
Yeah, that was a good time.
And if you think that your life has been a living hell, why don't you come find out if your life has been as bad as somebody else's? Because as you may find out, it hasn't.
Yeah.
Or you may find out, God damn, dude, what the fuck's going on in your life?
Yeah, you may be paying for therapy and still have somebody double your fucking score. Jesus Christ. Got to get my shit
someone
up.
Someone who doesn't pay for therapy. Doesn't go to therapy.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I'm being honest, I'm not going either. When I did, my mom paid for it. So we're good, honestly. But, you know, got to find something to bitch about, you know.
Yeah, fair enough. Good point. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Jay, do you have anything else to add before we go?
No, just, you know, please give us feedback on if you think there should be adaptations to the categories, how the game style is played, additional points, things like that. If anything comes to mind, feel free to email us at malfunctionjunctionpodcast@gmail.com. Send us a DM at malfunctionjunctionpodcast on Instagram. And, yeah, feel free to shoot us your thoughts.
Yeah, and then like I said, we are going to be getting that Patreon up soon. And this, like I mentioned, this will be posted on regular places, as you already know if you're listening to this. But we will be posting the rest of them going forward on Patreon. But if you don't have anything left, then I don't have anything left. We will get on our regular tuned episodes Saturday. This will come out Wednesday, the 23rd.
Yep. Everybody stay sober, stay classy, and yeah, that's about it.
Hell yeah, bud. All right, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you for joining us.